today's a good day to die.
Oh! Oh! What's happening? Crack! Get some help! Hey, crack it. We don't have time for anybody else.
I got something running and passing. 90 over 60 and dropping my bag.
Imagine bleeding.
What's he saying?
He's probably hearing this stuff. He's probably injured an artery. Come on.
We got to open her up. I'll be over at the pole. We've been another 10 minutes.
Yeah, well, that's too late. Get her under.
Who's going to do the surgery?
I am.
You can't. Just do it.
You got to get the phone.
You know what I do with it?
Get out of here.
Nina. Nina.
You can use on the job, and you're going to get in the camera one day.
You're crazy.
Right, here we go.
You know how we're doing.
All right, four steps.
Here you go.
Where is it? Clamp.
Get it, Dave.
You got her.
All right, I got her.
Got her.
Dave, get out of here. Now!
I tried to stop him.
The Bracio? What the hell do you think you are doing?
Genesis? Randall Steckel. Genesis of a young surgeon. Brilliant.
Morning. Nice work. Keep it up.
Suddenly, even though I was in a coma, I saw myself. Like from above, looking down. Ralph, my husband, was crying. And the doctor was saying I was dying. I saw myself in the bed and everything. And I started to float out into the hall. And then into this tunnel. Toward this light. And it was the most beautiful light I ever saw. And I heard this voice. And it was the most beautiful voice I ever heard. And it said, I'm going to take your baby. But you are going back. And I woke up and there was Ralph and the doctor.
I was legally dead for 4.5 minutes. But I didn't see no tunnel, and I didn't see no light.
Oh, I did. And it was so beautiful.
I was in this garden.
And this tunnel, and this light, and then this, like a guide, and a chariot, and music.
Terry, I think they better get you off medication.
Thanks. What's up?
Good morning.
There's trouble in ER. Better watch your ass today.
Thanks.
Why are you always asking the patients about death, anyway?
I'm going to be late for class. Thanks, Edna.
The spoils of arthritis. Some rather resilient inflammatory tissue here trying to sever. Come on, damn it. We are now beneath the transverse arch of the foot, the 3 cuneiforms, the 5 metatarsals.
Brilliant, Dr. Steckel. You'll be sure to bring all that talent again tonight, okay?
Nelson, about tonight.
It's because I like you as much as I do that I have to decline on moral grounds. Look, isn't there enough atrocity in the world without your own little horror?
Horror? Steckel, it's ignorance we fear since when did truth and knowledge become a horror? Especially to a scientist and a genius like yourself.
Good morning, Manus. How are you doing?
Fine.
I've been meaning to ask you something. Are you dating anyone?
Identify.
Costa diaphragmatic recess. But it's not offensive if I make conversation, is it? I mean, sometimes it's nice to open up, that's all. Like old Lenny here. He's open.
Identify?
Polaris. Look. I've heard all the rumors and nicknames about you, Rachel. I'm sure you're a very warm woman. Not the least bit frigid or repressed. Identify.
Your brains.
Good. Mm-hmm. So you want to come over to my place where we can do some more serious thinking?
Excuse me, Dr. Hurley. I need a word with Dr. May.
Sure.
Didn't I already say no to this?
Look, I've already got Steckel and Hurley, two of the top GPAs in the school. All I need you to do is handle the injections and the IV.
Forget it, Nelson. I have no interest in watching you kill yourself.
I think you do.
Good morning, class.
Good morning.
Today's exam will be scaled. 3 A's will be given, 5 B's, 10 C's, and the remaining 4 will get D's and F's. Once again, as in life, you are not in competition with me, yourself, or this exam, but with each other.
Peace? Okay.
Look, there are a lot of others in this school who'd like to make a name for themselves off of something like this. Just seems a shame to me that people with the ability don't have the nerve.
All right, then. You want to stay with me then, Nelson?
Hey, speak for yourself, Joseph.
Sure, it'll be dramatic, Nelson. You cry, faint, puke at best, but then what? Because frankly, I don't think you have the balls.
You just bring the equipment. I'll bring my balls.
Did you
hear about Labratia?
Dave, it's a 4-month suspension. It's not even going to affect your scholarship.
Forget it! I'm out of here.
You're the best student that school's ever had. They don't let a guy like you walk away from medicine. Besides, you were wrong.
Nelson, God damn it, she was dying. I saved her life. All right, now what the hell would you have done?
Why are you taking this personally? Of course they're going to make an example out of you. They have to protect their insurance bond. They'll ask you back next term.
Doesn't matter. Because given the same situation, I would do it again.
I know you would. That's exactly why I need you there tonight.
There are a few people that I would like to kill right now. You, however, are not one of them.
I don't want to die. I want to come back with the answers to death and life. I can get there with the others. But I need you. I need you to bring me back. Please.
I'm sorry, man. I can't do that.
Great. I should just walk away, Dave. Go climb a mountain. You know, I don't even understand you anymore. You burned your career today on a stranger. Now you're turning your back on a friend. Look, I'm real sorry about what happened today, okay? I really am. What are my chances of making it back without you?
So don't do it.
Hey, Dave. What if it works?
I don't want to be buried on Saturday. It costs $150 more to be buried on Saturday.
Amsler, you're doing much better.
Dr. Hurley, I know you're home. Don't be late. Don't forget the camera.
My camera.
I expected after you become engaged, you might grow up, huh?
Did it ever dawn on you that I'm trying to work some things out? Recording a few last adventures before I resigned to a laugh monogamy.
No, never dawned on me for a moment. But the words pussy marauder do pop into mind occasionally. What the hell are we doing here? This is goodbye med school. Goodbye career.
Sure, Uncle Daniel. $10 isn't going to do it. Shit, the doors and we're out of here.
Not those lights! Security will come running. Set up over the grate. I just got the boiler going.
You really gonna do this?
Just you and the man. You're gonna take me down with nitrous, sodium pentothal, and a refrigerated blanket. I got some chilled D5W in the cooler. When my body temperature hits 86 degrees, you're gonna hit me with 200 joules. The electric current will stop my heart.
When the heart is dead,
take the mask off.
Where's Manus? I thought you said Rachel was coming.
Steckel, shut the door.
Wait a minute.
I'm going to draw 20 cc's. You handle the injections. 20 EEG flatlines. The brain is dead. We'll be exploring. Give me 30 seconds. Set the blanket onto warm. Take me up to 93 degrees. Slowly. Inject 1 cc of adrenaline. And at 1 minute, Joe, you come in with the defibs. And you bring me back to life.
With brain damage. Resembling in many ways a Cabbage Patch doll.
Not with a body temperature of 86 degrees. Dr. Manus, will you handle the injections?
Wait a minute. Wait. Quite simply, why are you doing this?
Quite simply, to see if there's anything out there beyond death. Philosophy failed. Religion failed. Now it's up to the physical science. I think mankind deserves to know.
So you're doing this for mankind?
This letter absolves you of any responsibility, just in case.
This isn't for mankind. This is for Nelson. Why do I suddenly see you on 60 Minutes, sandwiched in between Andy Rooney and a Subaru commercial? Tonight, a brilliant young medical student who dared to experience death and come back.
Fate is inevitable.
That's the wrong reason.
It's the right idea. Dr. Hurley, electrons. Come on, Joe. Don't you want to be on 60 Minutes?
Rachel, how about a little nitrous? At least I get to go out with a laugh. Dr. Hurley, get the blanket. We're all professionals. I'm sure this will go very smoothly.
Nelson, if you die, can I have your apartment? Joke. It's a joke.
1 minute. Don't be late. Start filming now. We have the complete record of the experiment. That's me. You'll go through it. One more kiss goodbye.
I'll see you soon.
-96 degrees.
This letter does not mean shit. But please, let him sleep it off. He'll have a wet dream and think you went to heaven, okay?
Good idea. Good night, Nelson.
Now I know why I'm here.
Look, I have expressed myself very clearly for the record. Good night.
Speckle's right. You're willing to risk everything. Med school, your future, for Nelson's fame. Someone's coming.
Oh, shit. Is he dead?
So exciting.
Thank God you're here to talk some sense into these people.
I'll do it.
What?
You're taking over?
I got nothing to lose.
Just his life.
I can get him back. Just stop his heart. 1 minute, we'll be right back.
I don't think I could have.
Now!
Clear.
What are you doing?
Sicily.
You are killing him. It's called murder? No wonder you got tossed.
This is not the kind of shit I want in my transcript.
Please don't. Don't do any more. I did not come to medical school to murder my classmates, no matter how deranged they might be.
Flatline.
They're getting smaller. He's dying.
Brain death. Now it's real.
Start filming. Let me defib him. He's dead. Isn't that enough? Let me try and bring him back.
Just watch the door.
Excuse me. I don't want to ruin anybody's evening, but are we in the room with the dead man?
Oh, my God.
1 minute to go.
Start filming.
Seconds to go.
Okay, here we go. Let's heat him up.
Seconds at 89, 90, 91.
Sodium bicarbonate. Charging the paddles. Charge.
Monitor the ECG.
My body temp 93 degrees.
All right, here we go. Clear. What do we got?
Nothing, not a goddamn thing.
Up to 300. Charge. Clear.
Again, CPR.
200,000.
Sodium bicarbonate.
100,000. Bag it. 400,000. 500,000. Freeze. 200,000. 300,000. 400,000. 300,000.
Not
400,000.
Look at it. Not a goddamn thing.
500,000. Freeze.
98 degrees.
Swim again. 150. Clear.
Nothing. Oh, shit.
I'll two up, Seckle, help me.
Steffi, Morathi. In.
Nelson, you crazy motherfucker. You did it!
Jesus Christ.
Stick with that some bedside manner. You're gonna make one hell of a doctor.
Suck me.
Specific emotion or sensation, heat, cold, anything like that?
You can't break it down into specifics.
But they say to see a tunnel with a light at the end.
No. No. But there is something out there. It's comforting.
Do you have any idea how big this is? Can you even imagine?
You walked on the moon, buddy.
Okay. He could use some air. I think you guys can get him some fluids.
Thanks for saving my life.
It was so much fun. Let's get that blood pressure back. All right, wise one.
Hey, but I feel like a highly tuned instrument. Can you hear the traffic on the lakeshore? Mm-hmm. Underneath that, there's a hum. It's the street lights.
All right.
Even fainter, I can hear a kind of dragging sound. It's getting louder.
No.
I don't only hear it. I can feel it.
Yeah, well, your prognosis is excellent. You look great in 60 minutes.
It's bigger than that, David.
By the time you're through with it, I'm sure it will be.
You're not buying any of this, are you?
Hey, you forgot. I'm an atheist. You all right for a few minutes?
Yeah, I'll go.
How's he doing?
Well, physically, he's stable. He's talking like Lazarus back from the dead.
Well, that's what we did, right? We brought him back from the dead.
What we did was get lucky.
I would like to go next.
Forget it.
Me too. Seriously. I mean, why shouldn't we all get famous in this?
That's not what this is about, Jeff.
Yeah, really, you're going to be famous. They're going to build monuments to you. Little stones about this high. Rest in peace. I could have my team going next.
I'd be willing to go 1 minute, 20 seconds.
130.
Are you too crazy? Or are you just so tragically competitive that you would enter into a bidding war with your lives? Huh?
130.
Well, that's it then. Not a bad price to pay for stock and fame and glory.
Die to be a hero someday if you want to.
But don't die to be a celebrity.
see him?
I think someone ought to stay with him tonight.
I'm afraid I have class in 3 hours.
I will.
All right. You okay?
I'd like to go home.
Expect your blood pressure to rise over the next 14 hours. Cardiovascular vessels will constrict, increasing your blood supply.
God, you're beautiful.
Get some rest.
Hey. I bet 24 hours ago you didn't think you'd be spending the night here, did you?
You were lucky last night, Nelson. Don't push it.
I want to wish you two the best of everything together.
I know you'll be healthy and wealthy and happy together in your wealth.
Hello? May I please speak to Ann Colgin?
Hello?
Ann?
I have been thinking about you all day. Where are you?
Counting the days to Thanksgiving break.
Me too. You know, I gotta transfer to a school closer to you, or get a faster car.
Sometimes I wonder maybe we should have gotten married last summer.
My mother wasn't ready yet.
No, honey, you're the best. And if anything should ever happen...
So what's wrong?
I don't know.
I'm just tired. I'm not making any sense. Look, honey, I should go.
Joey, what's the matter? You're scaring me.
It's okay, honey. Nothing's wrong. I love you. Bye.
Starting CPR. 1-1000, 2-1000, 3-1000, 4-1000, 5-1000. Breathe.
CPR and adrenaline and nothing.
145.
Oh, what's going on here? Come on, Joe. 3-1000.
Come on, Nelson. Let me try.
5-1000. Breathe.
We're running out of time.
2-1000, 3-1000. Come on, Nelson. Let me try. Doing everything I fucking can. Breathe.
Let him try. Nelson, step back.
Come on, Joe. 1-1000, 2-1000, 3-1000. 4-1000, 5-1000, 3-1000, 2-1000, 300,000, 400,000, 500,000. Breathe.
O2. O2X.
CPR successful. Early lives.
It's okay, Joe.
It was great.
Here it is. Why don't you just let him talk, Dave?
Define great.
I don't know, it's not thinking about the past or the future. I don't know, it's difficult to explain. Maybe impossible.
Yeah, dying is funny that way.
Dave, Nelson's right. There definitely is activity beyond death.
Absolutely.
The experience was strange. It's almost erotic.
He's dead and he gets laid.
No, wait a sec, wait a sec. What do you mean erotic? I don't want you to think that it was casually, wantonly sexual by any means.
That never would have occurred to me in a million years, no way.
It was something, it was friendly, I don't know, there's something vaguely feminine guiding me.
This could be the conquest of our generation. The last great frontier. Look, first you had the sea, then America, then the West, the moon, Mr. Leary, drugs, the inner journey, Miss McLean and our illustrious former First Lady, the outer journey. But this is ours.
Well, we did have disco.
We have finally found something worthwhile, something to upstage those fucking baby boomers.
Watch your mouths.
I found something. Hey, let's not forget that.
I came back from the dead tonight.
Doesn't surprise me. We had Elvis in here last night. Hey, when you're ready, okay?
Joe, did you find it difficult at the end, getting back?
No, not that I remember.
Oh, but you remember everything else, right? Yeah, I think you guys are full of shit. I'm not buying any of this.
Yeah, well, I probably wouldn't buy any of it either. Unless I'd been there. So what about it, Dave?
Yeah, you're an atheist. You got nothing to lose, right?
I'm going next.
Wait a minute. Nobody is going next. You're looking for answers? There's no answers here. I think you just saw what you wanted to see. Give it up. It's getting too dangerous.
Who the hell are you to...
We can't turn back now. I'm going further. 150.
2 minutes.
Whoa. You just said that
I changed my mind. 2 minutes.
210.
220.
Well... Looks like we found a winner.
Enjoying yourself, Nelson?
Joe? Was there anything negative about your experience? Anything negative at all?
No. Nothing.
Good.
Hey! Hold on.
What was that? Your idea of chivalry?
No, absolutely not.
Maybe you're just trying to show me up.
Now, what makes you think everything is always about you?
Because nobody seems to want me to go under. I don't need your protection, Lombratio.
Well, there seems to be a lot of speculation about what you do need, Manus.
Oh, does there? And what did you decide in your infinite wisdom?
Well, I decided that when someone is as smart and as driven as you are, and incredibly beautiful, that it makes the rest of us very nervous.
Why'd you change your mind?
Because I'm the skeptic. I'm the controller in this experiment.
I should go next. Look, if there's nothing out there, then I am not going to convince myself that there isn't, then there's no reason for us to go any further.
Okay, but how do you explain the similarity in death experiences all over the world? People from different cultures and religions all seeing the same things in the same order.
I don't know. Maybe there's some chemical or a hormone released from the brain at the time of death that makes it more palatable to us.
No, you're reaching. So what if you go and there is something out there?
Well, you can kill yourself for as long as you want.
I'm not going to kill myself.
Well, you know, I'm glad to hear that, man. It's because I really haven't known you for very long, but I get the feeling like I might miss you. So why this obsession with death?
It's not an obsession. It's an interest. It's a personal interest.
Okay.
Good night.
Well, what's that? Can I drive you home or something? Or?
No, thanks.
Because in the end, we all know what we've done.
Champ? 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 Champ?
Okay? What are you doing here? Are you lost?
As if we felt no fear. As if we were already dead and had nothing to lose by dying. Or perhaps it was because we lived life so well and loved life so much that we imagined ourselves immortal, overwhelming the powers that be with the force of our passion for science. Or maybe we were just fucked in the head.
Hey. I'm Joe Hurley. You're Terry, right?
Uh-huh.
Listen, I heard you had a near-death experience.
I don't want to talk about it.
Hey, wait a minute. I had a near-death experience also.
You did?
Yes, and I need someone to talk to. Terry, this thing changed my life.
First of all, they didn't even believe me.
What the hell do they know? We were there, right?
Listen, I want you to tell me all about it. But if you've got to go to class, maybe we'll meet together some night this week and discuss it.
You know, all that day I knew something was going to happen. I've always had premonitions about things. Once my aunt was supposed to fly in from Las Vegas, I had to find myself.
Why'd you do this to me, John?
I don't know, you guys. It's Halloween. There's a full moon. Don't you think we might be pushing this just a little bit?
Sorry I'm late.
What the hell happened to your face?
Some guys. Some very big guys. It doesn't matter.
Let me take a look at it.
Fine. Where the hell have you been?
I don't feel very well.
What the hell happened to you?
Enough. Worry about your killer. Nice outfit.
You ready?
I'm ready. Who are you supposed to be? Boner man?
220, don't forget.
You just hurry up and get back. And buy us breakfast.
Hey, Nelson. Don't let go of the rope. Okay.
See you soon.
CC sodium pentothal in.
86 degrees.
Two joules charged. Clear.
Flatline.
Thank you.
hope? Is it fear? Is it the musky mist of death?
Shut up, Steckle. No, you shut up.
What if he didn't make it back? Did you miss him, Rachel? 1 minute.
Let me see, we give him another 5 seconds. What? 10.
Why not 10? We got a little time to decide.
Are you serious?
Joey, I trusted you, Joe.
Stations, Joe, you're blocking our view.
Come on, guys. No kidding around here. 210.
Who's kidding?
What the hell's going on here?
92 degrees.
Joe, get it. 215, 216, 217, 218.
220, hands over.
This is my lamp. 300 joules. Charged. Clear.
Breathe.
Sodium bicarb and Epien.
1-1000. 2-1000.
What comes next? Knock it off, Nelson.
5-1000. Breathe.
200 joules charge. Clear. Monday. That's it. That's not it. Second V6. Charging again. 300.
You're hot. Try light again. A 245 atrophy.
Not yet, Steckle. Clear.
Come on, Dave. Come on.
Increasing V6. 360. Charge. Clear.
Throw the light again.
Damn it, he won't hold the beat.
3 fucking minutes.
Starting CPR. 1-1000.
Atrophy in.
2-1000.
Joe, keep filming. I'm going to bring him back. 5-1000. Breathe.
You lied to me, Joe.
4-1000. 2-1000.
We lost it. 3-1000.
Light it, 4-1000.
Somebody do something.
5-1000. Breathe.
Get the charge clear.
Got him.
O2 standing by.
1 milligram, Epi. In.
That was close, boy. Oh, my God. That was close. That was way too close. Okay? That was too close.
Okay.
What did you say there?
Okay, it's a war cry for the Sioux Indians. Very macho. It means today is...
Today is a good day to die.
So was it, Dave? Is today a good day to die?
Well, I don't know if I was dead. I may have felt something, I don't know, like a dream or just a bunch of stuff stored up inside my mind.
You were brain dead. There was no mind.
Yeah, but some electrical current still circulating through my body.
Would have shown up on the EEG. David, you were dead. So why don't you just tell us what happened?
It's hard to verbalize. It's like being paranoid without the fear. Like being watched. But I don't know, that was probably just you guys standing over me.
Watching? Who could be watching?
The dead.
I didn't say that. But the skeptic did feel something, didn't you? I'm going again.
No way, Nelson. I've been bumped twice.
Bidding starts at 4 minutes.
4 minutes?
Yeah. Libratio went for 350.
Wait. That was a mistake. We almost lost him.
Anything under 4 minutes right now would be redundant.
No one is going for 4 minutes.
Wait a minute. Nobody is going.
425.
5 minutes.
I'm next or I'm out for good.
Without her help, 5 minutes is going to be hard enough. But without me.
Or me.
Count me out too, Nelson.
Well, mutiny at last. You know, I trusted you. All of you with an idea that was so simple and brilliant, you get one in a lifetime.
Why don't you give it a rest, Nelson?
No, you give it a rest. None of you had the foresight or the balls to do any of this until I did it. Rachel, you want to go next? Be my guest. Fuck the rest of you. This is my idea. You're just tourists.
Hey, I would have gone 330, maybe 340. I still might. I'm not saying I won't. But, Joe, 425 is crazy. We're pushing the five-minute mark here. Dangerous. Zucchini leg. And frankly, at this point, I really got to start to question Nelson's
job. Shit, Joe. You said you loved me, Joe.
I love you, Joe.
Yoo-hoo. Buddy. Skeletor? You listening to me?
I'm on an early shift at the hospital. You seem fine, so I'll see you later.
Wait. About the night.
Don't try to talk me out of it.
Why are you doing this?
Look, I've lost people that are close to me. I just want to make sure they've gone to a good place. Does that seem trivial?
No, to tell you the truth, it's the best reason I've heard you ever going. Listen, there's something I didn't tell you about last night. I had this feeling that if I had gone any further, that there was something out there protecting me. You know, something good. So you don't need to go under.
You're trying to tell me the atheist now believes in God.
I'm trying to tell you that I don't want you to do it.
Just think about all I have to talk about when you bring me back.
I'm dying. Don't lie to me.
Mrs. Amsler, you've put up a great fight. Sometimes we just have to let go.
That's what the voices say.
What voices?
They say, have you done enough? You told everyone you love them. I have.
It's okay. They're friendly voices. They're just telling you what you need to know.
What?
That you have someplace to go.
Do you believe that?
Got a match? Well, I do. Your face to my ass.
Your breath made a buffalo fart.
Do I know you?
You don't know jack shit. Burt White, Neil Dick, Cogbite, Jagoff, Limp Wrist, Coral Ho, Banana Breath, Chip Burt, Burt, Turn, Turn Face, Kiss Ass, Brown Nose, Macho Whip, Limp Dick, Bar Face, Turn Merchant, What's the Matter, Gonna Cry, Come and Cry, Baby Daddy, Cry, 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 Shit Face, Rat Turn, Ass Licking, Son of a Bitch.
How'd it happen?
I was playing hockey. Look, about last night.
It's okay.
You ever show the ratio?
You know, this really isn't like him at all.
Just his way of trying to stop me won't work. I'm ready.
I don't think it is at all a good idea to do this without David.
We don't need Dave.
Can you do this?
Can you trust me?
No, but let's do it anyway.
Nitrous on.
See you soon.
How long has she been under?
120.
We're bringing her back.
No, we're not.
Put that blanket to warm. Body temp?
86.
She hasn't been under long enough.
Just do it, Joe.
Joe, we said 425.
Just do it!
Expect any hugs and kisses for this.
Waiting for body temp to rise. 89 degrees, aborting fourth experiment.
Why, Dave? Did you ask Dr. Death?
90 degrees.
What's going on, Nelson?
Nothing. Just bringing Rachel back a little early, that's all.
That's all, huh?
Come on, you guys, don't start now. Think about Rachel. Joe's right. 91 degrees, let's be ready.
Thing. 205.
Okay, it's fine. We'll get her.
Step me up to 360. Clear.
What the hell is going on?
Dad, what'd you do to me?
I had her.
Fuse. Short. Maybe a circuit.
Joe, the battery. You charge it, right?
Shit. Oh, shit.
Starting CPR. Bagger, Steckel. 1-1000. 2-1000. 3-1000. 4-1000. 5-1000. Breathe.
No pulse.
Step me in. 1-1000. 2-1000.
3-1000, 4-1000, 5-1000, breathe. Thousand, breathe. This is not working. Joe, take over.
Got it. 4 minutes. You've been under 4 minutes.
2-1000. 3-1000.
4-1000.
5-1000. Breathe.
1-1000.
We're moving to Bertillium.
No.
It's the only way.
No.
It's our last chance.
Don't do it. You will fry her.
Nelson.
Please don't.
You bring her back.
4-1000. 5-1000. Breathe.
Come on, man.
4-1000. 2-1000. 3-1000. 4-1000. 5-1000. Breathe.
Try to get in.
Let's go.
4-1000.
2-1000.
3-1000.
Come on back to us. Come on.
5-1000. Breathe. 4-1000.
Shh. I got something. I hear something.
I still don't understand why you stopped us.
Something happened to me on the L today. Something very strange.
That's why you stopped us.
Listen to me. There was this girl, Winnie Hicks, I think it was. I was in elementary school with her. We used to make fun of her, all right? I was on the train, and I heard someone call me names. I turned around, and I swear to God, she was standing right in front of me. Still only 10 years old.
Well, maybe it was a hallucination. I mean, maybe you fell asleep, thought somehow triggered by submerged guilt.
No, I was not asleep.
Guys, I've seen some odd things from my past, too. I thought it might be brain damage.
In your case, it probably is. Look, I'm going to get some of this on tape, okay, guys?
Stackel, shut that off. This is personal.
Go ahead, Joe. Go ahead.
I've been haunted by these images of women that I videotaped without them knowing. They're all members of the Joe Hurley Video Library.
What? What about you, Nelson? Who's come looking for you?
I think his name's Billy Mahoney. He's an 8-year-old kid we used to pick on in school. It's no big deal.
No big deal, huh? Then why don't you tell us what happened to your face?
Sometimes a little fella gets carried away.
Wait a minute. Wait. I can understand Dave nodding off on the train and pervert here having a couple of flashbacks. But you're saying this guy physically touches you? That is not hallucination, and it is not possible.
Well, that's not possible.
Or is it?
This is too weird.
Weird. We've experienced death. Now, somehow we brought our sins back physically. And they're past.
And what did you know about this?
I had my suspicions after Joe went.
Before I went? Before she went, and you didn't say a word!
Well, Nelson.
Jesus Christ, I thought we were doctors, scientists.
What's up, a scientist? It is reckless, immoral, and unethical for you to withhold findings from us.
Rachel Maness may have the answers to life and death. 5 minutes, imagine that. She was under for 5 minutes. Now, if she walks out of that ladies' room with those answers, the whole world will worship her. Just like you do.
You should have told us, Nelson.
You wouldn't have done it!
At least one would have had a choice!
We're fucked.
Rachel, you all right?
I'm okay. Okay. I said I was fine. You guys gonna watch me?
Thank you.
on, Billy Mahoney. Come on. Give it your best shot. I dare you. I fucking dare you.
Things from our past? You want revenge?
I don't know. I'm not exactly sure how it works. But if you see anything, I want you to talk to me about it. All right? Whatever it is, you just tell the doctor. I'll be in the living room if you need me.
Is it people who we've hurt or wronged in some way?
Did something happen tonight? Is there something you want to talk to me about?
No.
Just try to get some rest.
She's hiding something.
Like what?
I don't know.
Is there any heebie-jeebie stuff going on in there?
Listen to that kid. How the hell am I supposed to know?
Look, it's just really important that we keep each other informed, okay?
Yeah, all right, I'm sorry. Why don't you guys take off? I'll stay here with her.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
How you doing?
I'm late. I'll see you later.
Wait a minute. Where are you going?
I'm late. I have to talk to her. I gotta stop her.
Talk to who?
Good morning, Rachel. No. No. No, no. I wanted to tell her the voices were wrong. There's something beautiful out there.
Rachel, you gotta get used to losing them. It's part of our work.
But I was wrong. Like you're enjoying your day.
Yeah, right.
Don't you remember me, Joe?
Yes, of course.
Are you a model? You could be.
Look, I've got to go.
Oh, I'm not picking you up. I just picked you out. Mind if I buy you a drink?
No, thanks.
I'll call you this weekend. I've been looking for a study partner.
Fine, I'm in the book.
Hey, gorgeous.
How are you?
What you doing?
Some crazy girl. I know you, don't I?
Would you like to?
We don't have to do anything. We can just lie together. Hold each other in our underwear.
I'll call you, I promise. I'm tired of playing the field.
We can stop whenever you want. It'll only make our relationship better. I've never felt like this before.
I'm tired of playing the field.
Of course I respect you. Joseph,
Carl,
whenever you want.
I need you to show me that you love me.
You're not real! Is that you? Is it really you?
You sounded so upset on the phone. I was worried I took the bus down.
What a great surprise. How long have you been here?
Long enough to see your tapes.
Oh, my God.
You know, the worst part is you're going to think I'm leaving you because you slept with all those girls.
It was just a stupid adolescent dream. Those women meant nothing to me.
I wish they had meant something to you, because if you were honest, if you had cared for any of them, then I could have fought that. I loved you, but to film all those girls without them knowing it, to have so little respect. Those women trust in you. And what kind of marriage can we have when you have no understanding of trust?
And please. It's not what you think.
Yes, it is.
Hello, is this Mrs. Earl R. Hicks? Yeah, listen, this is kind of a strange question. I was wondering, do you by any chance have a daughter, Winnie, about 26 years old? You do? Great. My name's David Labratio. I was in school with Winnie. We went to S.B. Butler together. Yeah. Yeah, well, my parents still live there. Fine. Fine. Listen, I wanted to get in touch with her, and I was wondering... Right. Okay. And do you have an address for her? Great. Thank you very much, Mr. Fish. I really appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Jesus.
This is bad as it feels, huh?
Want me to take a look at it?
No, I just wanted to know how Rachel was doing.
Well, she didn't come out of that bathroom with the answers to life and death. I gotta go.
Where are you going?
Bensonville.
Could I go?
It's a 2-hour drive.
Look, I don't want to be alone.
Today we are going to remove the left kidney and dissect the lower intestines. I would like you to remove the ascending colon from the transverse colon. Proceed to the sigmoid colon and onto the appendix. Remove the appendix, taking note of the blood supply.
Where the hell do you think you're going?
Next, we will enter the urinary bladder.
Okay.
At the base of the...
I would be fine if everyone was asking if I'm all right.
The trunk that points anterior. The opening of the urethra...
Are you crazy? Yes! She's getting the heebie-jeebies.
Stickle.
I don't know what I'm smoking. Oh, you know, getting us kicked out of med school is not going to help you get Ann back. And you get to work.
To work or suffer the consequences.
Fuck it.
This must be it.
Looks like Winnie did well for herself. Dave, she's probably not even going to remember who you are.
Well, it's worth a shot. You coming?
No.
Listen, if anything happens, if you need me, you just honk the horn, all right?
Okay.
Should have sent a letter.
Hello? Anybody home? Hi.
Is your mother at home?
Come in.
Go in the house, baby. Yes? Can I help you?
Yeah. I think you can. You're Winnie Hicks, aren't you? From Claremont?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm David Liberatio. We went to S.B. Butler together.
Really?
Well, I was a little smaller then.
I just drove up from the city. That's my truck there.
Hi.
Hello, I'm nice. He's nice. We're both fucking lunatics. Can I come in, please?
Thanks a lot.
I gotta hand it to you, Dave. You've got guts.
Wow, this is great. It's beautiful. Looks like you've really done well for yourself.
Well, it isn't medical school. But I never liked school anyway. Wasn't very good at it. Surprised you even remember me.
Oh, yeah, I do remember you. And I also remember the way we treated you back then. You were a little shy and I was a real jerk and... I'm sorry. I mean, I wanted to say I'm sorry.
What are you talking about? That was so long ago. I don't even remember what you could have done. Let's not dredge up all that stuff. Sherry, go on in the house.
Well, however we made you feel, it was wrong. I mean, we were wrong.
Go on. I have a family now. I haven't been that ugly little girl in quite some time.
You were never ugly.
Why did you come here? Kids. I know how kids are. It didn't mean anything.
Listen, I didn't mean to come here.
Winnie? Are you all right?
I'm fine, Ben. Everything's okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry if I made you feel bad. I didn't want to hurt you again. I'm gonna go.
David? Thank you.
Are you sure?
Where have you guys been?
She freaked in class, ruined her all day.
How you doing?
Fine. Fine for somebody who keeps running into her father, who's been dead for 20 years. Death is beautiful. What a bunch of crap. How you doing, Nelson? You okay? Because I'd like to thank you. Thank you for the nightmare.
Hey, you guys were all so eager to jump on my coattails. Well, welcome aboard.
You withheld information. That's the same as lying.
I'm sorry you're so upset.
Nelson, do you think you're the only one that risked the loss of goddamn thing?
I always thought that there was something profoundly unnatural about this whole thing.
Oh, shut up, Steckel. Talk about somebody who doesn't risk a goddamn thing.
Hey, screw yourself.
Come on, this is not going to help, all right?
We're all in this together.
No, we're not.
Wait a minute.
Oh, isn't she strong? So independent.
At least when I get into trouble, I don't drag everybody down with me.
Drag everybody? Come on! What happened to you, huh? You got caught with your videotapes down? And you? You swore a little girl on a playground. Oh! And now you're having bad dreams about your daddy. I'm really sorry.
You don't know anything about me, Nelson. You never have.
But Dave does, doesn't he? Hey, come on, they're your sins. Live with them. I do.
You want to see death? Take a good look. It is beautiful.
You've already hurt yourself. You want to hurt her, too? Is that what you want?
Huh? Do you?
Help him find Billy Mahoney.
How's that going to help?
God damn it, Joe. Just help him find Billy, all right? Don't leave him alone.
Why do we want to find Billy Mahoney?
Because young Dr. Dave thinks he solved our karmic problems. Atonement, gentlemen.
Atonement? Wait a goddamn minute. Jesus, you're always running away from me. What
don't you talk to me?
My father shot himself when I was 5.
And you feel responsible?
There was this door in our old hallway, and I wasn't supposed to go in, and I guess somehow...
Come on, come on. Kids always feel responsible. You could not have been to blame.
David, you said it yourself. People we wronged want revenge.
Look, I don't know if this is going to help. I'm going to see Winnie Hicks today. I mean, I don't know how to explain it, but it lifted. Somehow, just asking for forgiveness.
Winnie Hicks is alive. My father's dead.
Rachel, your father is in a good place. And he wants you to let him go.
And why is he back?
Here.
Where the hell are we?
Don't you think we ought to get you to a hospital and get your face looked at?
Man.
Come on, this is a shortcut.
I can't believe I remember all of this.
Shit, man, I was falling apart.
Nelson! The keys! Nelson!
Step on the crack. Break your mother's back.
Ollie, Ossifree!
Last one over is a rotten egg. Come on, boys. Salvation just ahead.
This is a graveyard.
Nelson! Where the fuck are you, Nelson?
This isn't funny anymore.
Never was.
Where the hell are you?
Right here. This is where Billy lives. Wake up, you little shit! You got company!
Well, I know how I knew he was here. Because I put him here. Taken away from my family when I was 9 years old. I was sent to Stoneham School for Boys. I thought I'd paid my dues! It was an accident. Let's go home, okay?
Dave's right. I can still make amends.
How?
Nelson?
Joe, I gotta borrow your car.
Nelson! Nelson! Wait!
Oh my God.
out. Joe and Stecco are stranded. You be all right alone?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Sweetheart. I'm sorry. Will you forgive me? Mahoney died 17 years ago, and whether he actually is or not, Nelson feels responsible.
Jesus Christ. You have any idea where he went?
He ran off mumbling something about making amends.
He's out of his mind. How the hell can you make amends with somebody who's already dead?
Oh, my God. You don't think you'd try to flatline without us, do you?
That would be suicide.
David.
No. It's Nelson.
Nelson, where are you? David, they're trying to find you.
Rachel, I wanted to say I was sorry. Please tell David I'm sorry for ever getting any of you involved in this.
No, you don't understand. None of that matters now.
Rachel, everything matters. Everything we do matters. That's why I'm going under again.
No, Nelson, please wait.
Goodbye, Rachel.
Nelson, tell me where you are.
I really am sorry.
Nelson, please, please wait.
Back for our arrogance.
Save him, Randy.
I didn't flatline. My 350-pound babysitter be running after me, waving the half-eaten pastrami sandwich I stole from her.
You big phony. Come on.
It's been over 9 minutes.
9 minutes?
All right, let's intubate. 1-1000, 2-1000, 3-1000, 4-1000, 5-1000. Breathe.
Damn it, I can't get air. Trachea's too tight.
Try again.
1-1000, 2-1000, 3-1000, 4-1000, 5-1000. Breathe.
Come on, Nelson.
FBA!
2-1000, 3-1000, 4-1000, 5-1000, breathe!
Nothing. 80 degrees. Get me 4 milligrams of aspirin ready.
4?
1-1000, 2-1000, 3-1000, 4-1000, 5-1000, breathe!
Dave. All right, atrophy intratracheal. Come on.
Finish the truckload, Dave.
Come on,
this has got to work.
This has got to work. Come on back, Nelson. Come on back, man. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, Nelson.
Come on.
Come on, Nelson.
Come on, Nelson.
Come on, Nelson.
Come on back.
He's been dead 10 minutes. 2-1000.
Kill him.
3-1000. No, he's not defeated.
No, by my house, he's dead.
Abby, it's your cardio.
No, Rachel, no.
Just do it.
CPR! 1-1000! 2-1000! 3-1000! 4-1000!
In 12 minutes, he is dead!
5-1000! Breathe! And 1-1000! 2-1000! 3-1000! 4-1000!
Forget about it, Dave! We lost him!
No, you son of a bitch!
Stop it! David,
stop it!
Don't
stop him!
Stop! David!
No.
Stop it, David!
No!
Stop it, David!
Don't
David!
Don't
stop it! David! David!
Let him go.
We are all responsible for this.
Maybe we deserve this.
No, no. It's not fair and it's not right. Sorry, God. I'm sorry. We stepped on your fucking territory. I'm sorry. Isn't that enough?
Apparently not.
I'll call the police.
You know, I could hear it in his voice on the phone. Nelson felt he deserved to die.
Bullshit. It was a mistake. He was just a little kid. He doesn't deserve to die.
Praise Jesus, all that stuff. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Don't try to.
I'm gonna get this on tape, okay, guys. He said it wasn't such a good day to die.